Hi, thank you for coming. Today I'll be presenting on the performance of three rapid syphilis tests. I'll start with a little more like this. Okay, sorry. I'll just give a brief background on syphilis. It's an infectious disease caused by T. palladium that is typically transmitted through sexual contact or from a mother to her fetus or her newborn baby. Okay. Oh. I don't know, can I change the volume over here? I don't know. Okay, yeah, because this is, I think, on, but...
I suppose you speak from here. Can you manage that?
And sure, I'll be
just project a little more.
Be a little louder over here? Okay.
Project and see.
Okay. So...
Are you comfortable holding a mic? I mean, you want to. Come, just come.
Yeah,
project.
Sorry, I can't get too close. The belly's in the way, so, okay. Okay, yeah, this is better, I think. So worldwide syphilis remains a large problem, with an estimated 11 million new cases in adults in 2005, according to the WHO, with the majority of these happening in developing countries. Though the rates of syphilis have declined in the U.S. through the 1990s, but since 2000 there's been an increase in the number of syphilis cases predominantly among MSM. So the standard testing for syphilis requires two screening tests, a non-treponemal test such as RPR and a treponemal test such as TPPA. Traditionally, a treponemal test is only run after a positive non-treponemal test is obtained. Recently, an alternative algorithm was proposed where the treponemal test is completed first in the sequence. However, the equipment and personnel needed to conduct the standard test for syphilis can be prohibitively expensive in low-resource settings. In addition, the delay in receiving test results can lead to missed treatment opportunities because of a failure to return for test results. One solution to these issues with traditional testing is the rapid point-of-care test. So in recent years, there have been some treponemal point-of-care rapid tests that have been developed and have shown to have good sensitivity and specificity. However, since these tests only detect the presence of the treponemal antibodies, they cannot distinguish between active cases and historical treated cases. An improvement would be a rapid test that can detect both treponemal and non-treponemal antibodies. In addition, it may be beneficial to have one rapid test that can detect multiple infections, such as syphilis, HIV, and hepatitis C, given the high rate of co-infection in similar populations at risk for these infections. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the performance of three of these new point-of-care syphilis tests in an at-risk population in Long Beach, California. The tests that we evaluated were the dual-path platform, or DPP syphilis screen and confirm assay, the DPP HIV syphilis assay, and the DPP HIV-HCV syphilis assay. The second two assays only included the treponemal test for syphilis. And all these tests were manufactured by Kim Biodiagnostic Systems. So participants were recruited from a testing center affiliated with Cal State Long Beach between May 2011 and June 2013. Eligible clients were 15 years or older, had not previously participated in the study, and reported being in a behavioral risk group. Behavioral risk groups included MSM, injection drug users, transgender people, and women at increased sexual risk for HIV. Clients who agreed to participate and gave written consent completed questionnaires that covered demographics, impressions of the testing procedures, and risk behaviors. A phlebotomist took a venous blood sample and performed the rapid point-of-care tests. The participants then returned in 2 weeks to get the results of the gold standard tests. And all these procedures were approved by the California State University Long Beach IRB. So this shows an image of a syphilis screen and confirm test from ChemBio. The test is performed by adding just 10 microliters of whole blood to well 1, followed by 2 drops of the running buffer. And after 5 minutes, 5 drops of the running buffer is added to well 2. And the results are ready in 10 minutes, but have to be read before 20 minutes. So the HIV syphilis and HIV HCV syphilis assays are very similar to the screen and confirm test. However, the 10 microliters of whole blood is added directly to the sample buffer bottle, and after shaking the bottle, 2 drops are added to well 1, and then after 5 minutes, 5 drops are added to well 2, and again, the results are ready in 10 minutes. So this just shows some examples of results from a ChemBio assay. These are actually from their HIV-HCV assay. Like other rapid tests, there must be a control line for the results to be valid, and a red line indicates reactivity. So the top left assay is a valid test that's HIV reactive and HCV non-reactive. The bottom left is a valid test that's non-reactive for either virus, and the bottom right is an example of an invalid result since there's no control line. So the gold standard tests that we use were tPPA and RPR for syphilis, and enzyme immunoassay, or EIA, for HCV, and the HIV-1-2 EIA followed by Western blot for HIV. Specimens from 948 participants were used in this analysis. 54% were male, 44% female, and 1% transgender. 39% were women at increased sexual risk, 22% were IDUs, and 37% were MSM. A quarter of the sample was Hispanic, another quarter were non-Hispanic white, and 35% were non-Hispanic black. So there was 7% prevalence of HIV in our sample. 18% were HCV positive. There were 23 participants that were positive for both tPPA and RPR. And of those, 10 people had an RPR titer of 1 to 8 or greater. An additional 87 people were positive for tPPA only, and 4 people were only RPR positive. This is a busy slide. I'll try to step through it. I'll first present the results for the syphilis screen and confirm assay. The first column shows the sample size that we used for that particular test. This will vary from test to test a little bit because not all the point-of-care tests are available every day. The second column shows the number positive on the gold standard, and the third column shows the number positive on the experimental test. The last two columns show the sensitivity and specificity of the experimental tests. I'll focus mostly on the sensitivity. So the first three rows show the results of the non-treponemal test of the screen and confirm assay with different gold standard comparisons. Sensitivity was only 48% when the experimental test is compared to RPR reactivity. When the gold standard comparison were samples that were tPPA positive and RPR positive, the sensitivity improved to 58%. And finally, when the gold standard was further limited to those with an RPR titer of 1 to 8 or greater, the sensitivity improved. It's not working anymore. Okay. To 90%. A similar pattern was seen for the treponemal test, with the sensitivity improving from 53%. Yeah, I don't know why they're not coming up. To 90% when the comparison was refined from all tPPA positive samples to those that were with a titer of 1 to 8 or greater. However, the specificity did drop to 94% in this comparison. And finally, the last row is comparing tPPA positive samples with an RPR titer of 1 to 8 or greater to reactivity on both the treponemal and non-treponemal tests on the experimental assay. Here, the sensitivity was 90%, and the specificity was 99.6%. Yeah, there's supposed to be all these boxes coming up showing. Okay. Is it going to go to the next one? Oh, now okay. There they all are. Okay. So the results of the HIV-HCV syphilis assay show good sensitivity. Let's see if they show for both HIV and HCV tests, but the sensitivity for the syphilis treponemal test was only 44%. So for the HIV syphilis assay, the original configuration had the HIV line preceding the syphilis line on the platform. In this format, the sensitivity of HIV was 100%, but syphilis was only 46%. ChemBio hoped to improve the sensitivity of the syphilis test by reversing the tests on the platform. However, we saw no improvement in sensitivity, which remained at 47%. So the limitations of the study include that we do not know the clinical diagnosis of the syphilis cases, so we do not know the stage of infection for each case or if they were previously treated cases. In addition, our confidence intervals are very wide for the sensitivities because we have very low prevalence of syphilis in our population. In conclusion, we found that the HIV and HCV tests and the multiple infection tests showed good performance, but the treponemal and non-treponemal tests had low sensitivity. These results could be due to a low prevalence of high titer syphilis in the sample population because the sensitivity improved when the gold standard comparison was limited to those with higher titers. Previous studies have found a similar reduction in sensitivity among lower titer syphilis cases. However, missing the lower titer cases may be acceptable because these are more likely to not be active cases that need treatment. And further evaluation of the new point of care tests is required before implementation into programs. So we'd like to thank all the staff of the testing center for all their work on the study, as well as ChemBio for providing the tests at a reduced cost and providing training. However, they had no involvement in the development of the study design, data collection, data analysis, or interpretation. So thank you for your time, and do I take questions now, or I can take questions? Yeah.
I'm Arlene Senya from UNC. So a question regarding the performance of the non-TREP component. I mean, clearly the advantage of the DPP is the fact that you have both the TREP and the non-TREP. So based on your data, it doesn't look like the performance is very high as compared to just a treponemal IgM, IgG, just a rapid test. So can you comment on where do you see this as an application in the future?
So, well, I think there are a lot of other studies that have looked at this, evaluated this. And I know there was one in China that showed actually better specificity and sensitivity. I'm not sure why ours was so much lower. And the sensitivity did improve a lot when we were just trying to pick up, you know, cases that were RPR of 1 to 8, titers of 1 to 8 or greater, which are probably the cases you're more interested in finding. So I think, you know, there just has to be further evaluation of this test. So.
No further questions. Thank you.
Yeah.